Good morning. The front that brought showers and thunderstorms to the region late yesterday and into the nighttime hours has now departed off the eastern seaboard. Low-level moisture lingers behind the front, and we do have areas of locally dense fog this morning, with temperatures starting off in the 50s and lower 60s. Gradually, the fog will mix out as the sun gets higher in the sky, and we will enjoy a good amount of sunshine today, mixed with a few fair weather clouds as high pressure builds in. It'll be a dry day and also comfortably mild with below average temperatures, still on the pleasant side though, with readings in the middle and upper 70s. Staying dry and partly cloudy tonight with lows back into the upper 50s. On Thursday, a disturbance will approach from the northern Great Lakes. Any morning sunshine will give way to increasing clouds with the risk of showers and thunderstorms by the end of the afternoon and into the evening with highs in the middle 70s. Back to more sunshine on Friday after a cloudy start behind that system with highs staying in the mid 70s. And right now it looks like high pressure will hang on into the day Saturday. Sunshine will give way to increasing clouds, though, with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Temperatures will stay seasonably cool for the second half of the weekend, with another disturbance approaching, more showers and thunderstorms possible on Sunday in the lower 70s. And right now it looks like a dry start to next week, with highs staying in the middle and upper 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, hot conditions will persist across portions of the northern high plains and central and southeastern United States as daily temperatures will rise into the upper 90s to low triple digits across a large area. Heat advisories and excessive heat warnings are in place from central Montana all the way down to the Gulf Coast. Meanwhile, several regions have air quality alerts due to Canadian wildfires and the wildfires over the northwest into the northern Rockies. The hot and dry air mass over the west has weakened the impact of the southwest monsoon, but there will be an uptick expected in the risk for excessive rainfall by Friday. Showers and thunderstorms will continue over the southwest, central and southern Rockies and Great Basin through Thursday, though becoming more diurnal. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 42 degrees with a north wind at 22, gusting to 28 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 48 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and fog, 60 degrees, the dew point 60, 100% relative humidity, a north wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.99 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 111 degrees at Cibola, Arizona, and Brawley, California, to a low of 35 at Albany, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny with highs in the lower 80s, Boston increasing sunshine with highs in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo increasing sunshine with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 84 degrees, the low 58, the average temperature 71, that's 2 degrees below normal. 0.08 of an inch of rain yesterday, 8 inches even for the month, which is 4.04 inches above normal, and 23.11 inches for the year, which is 0.61 of an inch above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 84 degrees, the average low 63, the record high 99 set in 1929, and the record low 44 in 1971. Sunrise this morning was at 5:43 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:20 p.m., 14 hours and 37 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and cloud today with highs in the upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 60s. for the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the Southern Adirondacks. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 50s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers likely and perhaps a few thunderstorms by the end of the day, highs in the mid-70s. A cloudy start Friday, then increasing sunshine and pleasant with highs in the mid-70s again. Partly sunny on Saturday, lower to mid-70s, mostly cloudy Sunday with scattered showers and storms in the lower 70s. And a mix of sun and clouds again on Monday and Tuesday of next week with high temperatures staying below average and once again in the middle to upper 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.